As I was telling somebody the other day, we never felt the lack of anything. We never felt deprived of anything. It was such a fullness. Have you ever experienced having nothing and being so full? Or having everything and feeling so empty? With Baba, there was that fullness. So we would enjoy, there used to be funny things too, because we couldn't send for things, because we couldn't go shopping for things, because after the others came, it wasn't so much of that, but in the very early years, a life of purity and poverty was absolutely extreme. Poverty, as I said, if my pajama tore, and we were told never to wear torn clothes, one of our orders. The moment a garment tore, we had to immediately change it, patch it, sew it, and only then put it. So our body was not exposed. But there wasn't even enough cloth to patch. So some of that still remained with us. So even later, when the Westerners came, and it wasn't quite to that extreme anymore, but still, we would never waste anything. The littlest string, the tiniest bit of paper, a nail. When we were walking with Baba, say by the riverbed, we'd find sometimes bent nails. We'd collect that and bring that home. And then with a hammer, straighten the nails out so it'll be useful. This will be useful. Happy, very happy. So, in fact, it used to be a joke among some of the Westerners afterwards, because Margaret complained that she couldn't throw out anything. Jean here? You couldn't throw out anything, because especially Katie, and Katie would draw me in, so we would find it. Katie would say, "Look, Mary, look, come and see." And sure enough, Katie and I would go and look in the waste basket that some of the Westerners had thrown away incredibly nice things, like a torn veil from a hat. But that torn veil could be made into all kinds of things, and we did. So when nobody was looking, we'd get these things out, and then the person who had thrown the veil would suddenly find it in something, you see. Now, this especially happened to Margaret, and she would complain, "You can't throw anything away here." Because the biggest thing you had to give up with Baba was your privacy. You didn't even have the privacy of getting rid of something you didn't want. You throw that away. So Margaret, in the end, whether she did or she just told us, I don't know, she said, "I bury the things that I want to throw away so none of you can find them." So, and Norina, because of the lifestyle which she had lived, had not sewn a tear or a patch. In fact, I suppose if there's a tear, you just throw it away and take a new dress. So, but with Baba, for Baba, she did anything. She would sew, and then we saw her throw the needle away out of the window. That was incredible. A foreign needle? Good. So Katie and I would go outside and look in the sand under the window, and sure enough, we'd find this needle. Now, after a while, Norina was out of needles. And then she had to we get very good Indian needles now, but at that time it wasn't quite, like that. So when she wanted needles and you couldn't go shopping for it, Katie and I went and gave her her own needles, and then we told her how it had been. But one day what happened was that Margaret says that she threw away a little pumice stone, pumice that you use for your hands, for hair, and, a little pumice, or for your heels, and that chap. Well, this must have worn down. It was a genuine pumice stone, the kind you find under the seat. And she thought she would fling it far, very far, so none of us would find it. She did. 2 days later, we were going out for a morning walk with Baba, and Baba suddenly decides to change routes and said, "Let's walk that way." So we are walking by the stream bed, where there are pebbles and stones and little rocks. So this thing is merged in it. That's exactly where her pumice stone must have landed. Because suddenly I said, "Wow, look, this is not an ordinary pebble. This, look, can you see this? Pumice stone." Katie finds it, she gives it to me, I pass it along. I still have it, by the way. And then we heard a big groan from Margaret. She didn't know what had happened. And she said, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And that pumice stone never could get thrown away. So afterwards she said, now I just bury anything I don't want anymore.